The musician FKA Twigs wants you to know that it is okay to be not okay. Her breathy soprano and Baroque pop arrangements impressed critics when her debut album came out in 2014. Since then, Twigs has been through a lot.
Didn't I do it for you? Why don't I do it for you?
Her relationship with an A-list actor ended with lots of tabloid coverage. And the classically trained dancer had a health scare. She had surgery to remove tumors from her uterus. It is that pain that feeds the drama of FKA Twigs' sophomore album, Magdalene, as she recently told my co-host, Audie Cornish.
The truth is, I'm so grateful to have gone through such intense pain and confusion emotionally and physically. It's been beautiful, and during that time I've really deciphered who I am and what I want. I think the biggest thing that I've learned on this album is truly how to write for my voice. I feel like I sort of found a key and stepped out of my soprano golden birdcage.
I just want to feel your love. And
this is very much out of the soprano golden cage, I think.
Yeah.
Do you mind me asking about your process?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I always feel a bit sort of strange, I guess, talking about my process, because truly each time is completely different. I went on the mic and pretty much sang the whole thing in one take almost, and the vocal that's there is the vocal that I did in the hour.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I think on this album, nothing really felt unpleasurably labored.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're just trying so hard to like fix something. You're fixing it and breaking it and fixing it and breaking it until you don't really know where you are with the music. Mm-hmm. But luckily on this album, that didn't really happen.
Every time you look outside your window, everything is just the same as before. You are turning round and round, you see, it's a sad day for sure.
Your visual style has always been very dramatic. You've always had an incredible sense of style that's kind of reflective of punk and other influences. And I was reading that growing up you were obsessed with ballet and operas.
Well, I started studying classical ballet when I was 7 or 8 years old, and I think that really sort of turned me on to classical music.
I wondered how it informed your songwriting, because your songs, especially on this album, are very vulnerable and almost have a kind of tragic heroine feel. Like, I could easily feel the influence of someone who, you know, has listened to a lot of fallen heroines, and opera made sense when I heard it.
Mm. It's interesting that you say fallen heroines, because for me it's like the strongest I've ever sounded. You
really?
Know, I feel, yeah, I mean, to me when I listen to the record, I really feel it all sort of came together and like it's going to be okay. But that's it, the interesting thing about making music, because I guess it's not mine anymore.
Right, everyone,
you know,
takes something from it. Right.
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing. It just depends what place like the listener's in and what they want to take.
I think I want to focus also more specifically maybe on the issue of physical pain, because you are a dancer. Your performance and visuals are very physical. And I know that when I went through a physical ailment, it really made me reckon with myself and my body. I felt betrayed by my body for a long time.
Right.
And
yeah.
So I, given that this is called Magdalene, I guess I wanted to explore that even more than the heartbreak side.
A woman's work.
Yeah.
Here's the song, Mary Magdalene.
A woman's prerogative. A woman's time to embrace. She must put herself first.
So the opening of this song is the idea, a woman's prerogative, a woman's time to embrace, she must put herself first. I feel like that's a lesson you learn when you go through something physical in particular.
I mean, I think for me, it relates to the unpaid and unacknowledged emotional labor that women put into the world on a daily basis. Certainly ever since I was young, I was taught to nurture and taught to be aware of myself socially and aware of my emotions and mother. I can lift you higher, I do it like Mary Magdalene. I want you to say, come just a little bit closer till we collide. Connecting with Mary Magdalene over the past couple of years spiritually, I started to explore the concept of the virgin whore, which is the idea that as a woman you can be pure and you can be innocent and you can be like a fresh flower, but at the same time you can be dangerous and seductive and all-knowing and healing. Then it's been incredibly exciting for me to know that that's okay and it exists, and I am as much sacred as I am sensual.
And that there's nothing wrong with either.
Yeah, that's the whole point. You don't have to choose. But I am both, and that is stunning. Yes, I heard you needed me. Yes, I'm here to open you. Yes, I know that your heart is blue.
I was reading in a statement where you said, throughout my life, I've practiced my way to being the best I could be. It didn't work this time. I had to tear down every process I've ever relied on, go deeper, rebuild, and start again. Where are you now in that process?
Yeah, for the album, I really had to like let that concept go. But right now, as we talk, I'm sitting here in my like wushu training gear with my sword at my feet.
I forgot. Yes, you are practicing. It's a martial art, correct? Or sword fighting?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right now I'm completely like I'm back into practice mode, which is my safe place. But I do acknowledge that sometimes that isn't enough. And there is a realm beyond practice, which you can't control. And that's what I learned in making Magdalene. And it was a really great lesson.
Well, FKA Twigs, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. But I'm never gonna go.
FKA Twigs' latest album is called Magdalene. It's out now.